Cliff Shuping's daughter, Carolyn Hess, says her dad might not have looked like Army material.
When he was younger, he was like the small one of his brothers and sisters, and they called him Wimp. I actually run into people from a long time ago, and they said, "Is Wimp your daddy?" I was like, "No, it's Cliff."
Shuping was only about 5'8", and he never topped 150 pounds. But that didn't stop him from enlisting in the Army when he was just 17 years old, before he even finished high school. Maybe because there wasn't much for him and his five siblings at home.
Both parents worked second shift in the mill, and they were on their own in the evenings. And I remember my aunt saying that one time they didn't have anything to eat, so they went out and picked dandelion greens and made sandwiches with it. So I think it was pretty rough for them growing up.
Shuping remembered his time in the Army as a lot of fun. At least, that's what he told his granddaughter, Carrie McKinney, when he talked about the years he was stationed in Panama during the Korean War.
I guess they weren't allowed to leave the base for whatever reason, but he would go out and explore and take pictures of beautiful Panama. He loved that time of his life. He would tell all wonderful stories of, like, the friends he met, and I think he and some of his friends turned one of the unused Army barracks or Army buildings into a roller skate rink.
In Panama, where Shuping was assigned a job supplying truck and machinery parts, he also found his profession. He spent the rest of his working life in the auto parts business, and fixing up cars became a favorite pastime. Hess says her dad's skill with them was truly impressive.
When he got the antique cars, they were rust buckets. I mean, they were like, you'd look at them and think, this will never be a car you can ride in. And he would work and get them where they're just beautiful.
Shuping's skill rebuilding the old classics led to some of the family's favorite memories together, according to McKinney. She would spend summers at Shuping's farm as a kid, where her grandfather built a teepee for the grandkids out of canvas from the military supply store and even a playground for his beloved goats. The highlight for McKinney was always the 4th of July parade, where Shuping put on his suspenders and a little hat and drove the 1920s-era Ford Model A coupe he had taken out of a field and restored to gleaming new.
My brother and my cousin and I would get in the rumble seat and ride in the 4th of July parade in Faith, North Carolina, which that's a tiny town, but it's a very big deal parade. And we would throw candy out, and my grandfather and my grandmother would dress up and kind of old, tiny clothing, and it was so much fun.
McKinney says the parade gave her papa a rare chance to show off. Usually, he was a quiet man, though prone to wild exaggeration when he told stories. She says he never hesitated to get up in the middle of the night to help a motorist whose car had broken down. He was reliable.
What was important to my papa was that he treat people fairly, that he did what was right, that he loved his family. He was good to people. He was good to animals. He was quiet, but he did the right thing. He wanted to be an example. Somebody would be proud to be followed.
Shuping lived his life that way and worked until he was 80 years old when his family suggested he finally step back. After his health declined and dementia set in, they cared for him at home before finally moving him into the state veterans home in Salisbury. He was only there for about 6 months when the COVID-19 pandemic broke out. McKinney says when she found out Shuping had contracted the virus, she felt tortured imagining what her pawpaw was going through, confused and surrounded by staff wearing PPE, separated from family. She wanted to hold his hand, let him feel her presence in the room, and tell him that she loved him.
They did allow me to have a video chat with him to tell him what he meant to me and how, you know, tell him stories of how what he did impacted me, to tell him that he did a good job, to tell him that he was a good man, that he did good. All the things I would love to have been able to tell him while I was holding his hand, while I was in the room where he could feel the warmth. But still, I was grateful to be able to have the opportunity, whether he could hear me or not, just to be able to say the words, to tell him how much that he meant to me.
Shuping passed away on May 19th at the age of 89. He never wanted a big funeral, just a graveside sermon. But his daughter Carolyn Hess said he did want full military rights, something that the VA military cemetery told her would have to wait. Hess says that the family still hasn't been able to come together to honor her father's wishes. And without a funeral, there hasn't been much closure. but there have been moments of comfort. When she went through her dad's things, she discovered a folder full of poetry he'd written over the years. It included one he'd written in his late 20s describing his own funeral. It ends like this.
A song is sung, a prayer is prayed, a very short eulogy said. People like to remember the living, but too soon they forget the dead. 100-yard walk to the cemetery plot, where the grave is surrounded by flowers. Here my body will rest in his ashes, till Christ returns in his glorious powers. I can see this whole ritual happening, as my spirit looks down from above. I wish I could say to you audibly, look up, I'm with the King of Love.
Hess says she wishes she could ask her father why he wrote that poem, especially at such a young age, but just finding it gave her a measure of peace. She felt like God wanted her to find it and know just where her dad is, and that he's okay. Jennifer Brookland, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.